Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 19, Anime Episode 11. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 11?
Episode 11 was titled Revealing the Conspiracy, The Pirate Caretaker, Captain Kura. And there was a bit of flashback at the beginning to catch us up from the previous episode that Usopp and Luffy had overheard, had been on the edge of the cliff, and had overheard the evil plan between Captain Kura and the Django, the hypnotist. Django is going to off the girl. I forgot her name again. Kami? Oh, Kana? Kara? Katie? Well, the rich girl. And So Luffy takes a header off the cliff after insisting that he was going to fight them, and he seemed dead, and Usopp ran off, and Usopp was going to run to town and warn all the villagers that the pirates were coming. But of course, you know, we discovered, you know, in the previous episode too, that, you know, that it was in this episode that I guess we discovered that Luffy was not actually dead. That he had just fallen asleep when he hit the ground, which is very strange. So of course, as you would expect, no one believes Usopp. I don't know why he's shocked at this. He's been lying to them for years, apparently. Yes, the villagers don't believe him, and they chase him with sticks and rakes and mops and brushes and things. And worse yet, the kids, his little crew, they end up not believing him because when he realizes that, you know, nobody's believing him about Captain Kura, he changes his story and says, "Oh, ha ha ha, it's just me exaggerating again, and I was just mad at the caretaker, so I made this up." And that disillusions the little boys, his crew, and they're like, "Well, we don't understand why you would do that. That's not a nice thing to do." And so he loses his little crew. And so by the end of the episode, because he's gone and he's tried to, you know, save the rich girl, and she's like, "No, I don't believe you. Yeah, these things you're saying about my caretaker can't be true." And then, we also introduce the accountant guy, the Ram guy, whose name I don't remember. Just a little aside, it's very strange to me how this is clearly like a mutant creature. This is a cross between a man and a ram. And nobody, like they make nothing of it. In fact, a lot of times when you're seeing him for the first time, you don't even get to see his little ram horns because the camera cuts them off. So it's just kind of like, yeah, it's just another kind of person in this world. Nah, it's not, what are you talking about? Yeah, he's got ram horns, big deal. So it's just a funny side thing I noticed. It's like they make zero deal out of the fact, but that they have a ram human hybrid in their midst. So the ram guy, he comes in and he's, you know, shocked that Usopp is trying to take the rich girl away, and he gets a gun and he actually ends up shooting Usopp in the arm. Usopp runs off, and that's when, you know, he runs into the kids and Luffy and company. And So he loses his crew, and the rich girl doesn't believe him, and he's shot in the arm, and everything is just bad, bad, bad for Usopp. And so he ends up at the sea cliffs that night, and you know, we have a little cutaway in there too of Captain Kura on the deck of the Black Cat ship, and he's saying, "Tomorrow at dawn, go and kill them all," basically. And so anyway, Usopp has decided that he's going to defend the village, even though no one loves him or believes him. He's going to defend them anyway. And Luffy and his crew are all like, we're going to help you. And he's like, I don't want your sympathy. And they're like, well, it's not about sympathy. We think you're honorable. We wouldn't do this just for sympathy. And then in the end, he cries rivers of tears. Actually, he does that quite a few times. And says, damn you guys. And that's the end of the episode.
Who is Django the Hypnotist?
This is Django the Hypnotist entering the scene like Michael Jackson. He walks backwards doing moonwalk. He's a very tall, thin guy, stringy hair, black coat and black hat. He has a heart-shaped red sunglasses that he wears all the time.
Who is Kaya?
This is the rich girl whose name I do not remember. She has blonde hair. I've been seeing her wearing a white dress. She stays in bed a lot because she's sickly. And she lives in a big mansion with a bedroom on the second floor. In this episode, she defends her caretaker against Usopp, who claims that he is actually an evil person, and she cannot believe that. He has taken care of her for years, and she is just very angry and disappointed with Usopp that he would take his stories so far.
Who is Usopp?
This is Usopp, or as he likes to call himself, Captain Usopp. He is a captain of nothing, as far as I can tell. But he has black hair, he wears brown overalls, he has a very long, pointy nose, which is the only character that I've seen so far that has that. He has a white sash. He has a satchel that he wears that has a cool hook and chain kind of thing, so he could lower himself down very quickly from tree branches. In this shot, we see that he has been shot in the arm. He has a bandage there. Usopp is an habitual liar. He loves to tell stories, and no one in town believes him about anything. He's also the son of a pirate.
Who is Captain Kuro?
This is the caretaker. Captain Kura is his true identity. What's her name? I already forgot it. Kia. He's the rich girl's butler. I can't believe I forgot it already. Kira, Kira, Cora, Connie, Kami, Katie, Kurik. He's her butler, but he's actually an evil pirate. With many, many plans. He has 1,000 plans. And he has slick back hair with a green highlight. He has a black caretaker butler type suit with very, very curly white collar and some gold embroidering on the coat. And then he has really wild and crazy shoes that are black and white stripes. He is very calculating. He's been plotting for 3 years, apparently, to get into the good graces of the family so that he can then get into the will, and then he will off the rich girl and he will be the sole inheritor of all of their wealth, because the parents are dead. And yeah, Captain Kura.
Who is Onion, Green Pepper, and Carrot? Who is Piment?
Who is Tamanagi? Who is Tamanagi? And who is Timon?
Huson.
Who is Ninjin?
These are the three kids that consider themselves to be Captain Usopp's crew. They are Onion, Green Pepper, and Carrot. Onion has the glasses, I believe. Green Pepper has the greenish hair with the skull on the shirt. And then Carrot is got the red hat and the brown sash. And the three of them are disciples of Usopp. They follow him around. They think he's the greatest thing in the world until he goes a little too far and seems to have just kind of betrayed everyone with his made-up stories. And they just think that he's gone too far, and they lose respect for their former captain.
Who is Nami? Who is Roronora Zoro? Who is Usopp? Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
From left to right, we have Nami, who is a young woman in a blue and white top and a brown skirt. She has reddish hair, and she's a thief, also a navigator now, and she uses a pole arm basically a bow staff to fight with. And to the right of her is Roronoa Zoro, who is a swordsman. He dyes his hair green, I think. And he has a white shirt, black pants, green sash. He uses three swords. And he is a master swordsman. In the middle of frame, we have Usopp, who we've already been introduced to, who wears brownish overalls and has black hair and a substantially long Pinocchio-like nose. Also has a satchel with a cool little chain inside that he can use to go up and down trees. He is a chronic and habitual liar. But hopefully he has some actual bravery that he can make use of when the pirates show up. And then to his right is, of course, Monkey D. Luffy, wearing his standard uniform of blue shorts, red sleeveless shirt, and his straw hat that he received from Shanks. Luffy has a scar under his left eye that we have yet to know the origin of. He enjoys wearing sandals. He's a very comfortable, relaxed person. And he has the powers of the devil's fruit, the rubber plant. He is a rubber man.
What was the setting in this episode?
The settings of this episode were pretty much exactly the settings of the last episode. We really haven't progressed all that much in the story. We are still on this island with sea cliffs. There's a little village. There is farmland with wood fences and pathways, and there is a mansion where Kia the Kinnira lives. And that's the settings. Well, the final scene takes place on some rocky outcroppings at the base of the sea cliffs, very close to the ocean.
What was the combat in this episode?
As I recall, there was virtually no combat in this episode. The only thing that might qualify as combat was that the ram-headed guy actually had a gun and shot Luffy, not Luffy, excuse me, the ram-horned gentleman at the mansion shot Usopp in the forearm with a pistol. I believe also the rich girl, did she slap Usopp in this episode, or was that the previous one? I don't know. These episodes kind of blur together. They're very similar. Did he use his slingshot? I didn't remember that. Okay. So he used his slingshot to take down the other staff at the mansion.
Good. Any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I certainly hope that the pirates attack in the next episode, because I've been waiting for it for quite some time now.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 11. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!